This was done at the highest level because it is the President of the Republic himself that signed the documents, which is an indication that the government will be fully committed to the signature of the President. So we hope the side of Riek Machar, and I hope that Riek Machar could be able to control his forces so that they don't go on rampage. And if they respect their signature, I believe South Sudan will be in peaceful conditions within the next 2 to 3 months. The peace will return to South Sudan.
Part of the agreement is a transitional government to be formed and then a review of the constitution. When will the transitional government be formed and who will be involved?
The transitional government will be formed. That's why I'm telling you that there are processes to be followed, because it is not the president going to sit there and form the transitional government alone. Okay? Of course, those who witnessed the signing will also be part of how we move from this stage to the next stage. Okay, so it is a matter of time that if the rebels manage to respect the signature of their leader, as the government is fully committed to implement the ceasefire, which can also lead into a number of other things, including the transitional the formation of transitional government and review of the constitution. Within 3 months, there will be a formation of a transitional government.
So who will be involved in the formation of the transitional government?
The formation of transitional government will be, of course, this is a compromise that has been reached. And there is likelihood that Riek Machar will also be taking part in that government in a capacity that is going to be determined. The capacity has not yet been determined as to which position Riek Machar should take and which position some of his members should take. But it is certain that President Salva Kiir is going to lead the transitional government.
Let's talk about the review of the constitution. There are some people who have said the constitution arrogates too much powers to arbitrarily sack his vice, though they were voted for, among other issues that are concerned, that some people say are the fundamentals that led to this crisis that we have now. What is your take on that?
My take on that is not true, because all the presidents all over the world are empowered to appoint their vice president and to sack them. Should anything that undermines the power of the president happen on the side of the vice president, this is something constitutional anywhere. And the powers of the president people are talking about are the powers of the president under Article 101, sub-article A until U, which were actually the powers under the transitional constitution, under the interim constitution of Southern Sudan, when Southern Sudan was part of Sudan. And those powers were just transferred because those who reviewed the constitution felt strongly that if those powers are not given to the president, governors will try to make themselves as small kings and will be doing things that are not appropriate in the circumstances, which in any way it is better that the president has the powers to try to curtail the autocracy on the side of governors.
There are suggestions that President Kiir has become autocratic based on the powers arrogated to him and doesn't tolerate dissent, and that is part of the cause of the problem. So they blame him for the current crisis because the coup narrative has yet to be proven. A lot of countries have yet to say that indeed, a coup happened in South Sudan.
My friend, if I tell you this, you will think that it is because I'm the press secretary of the president. If there is any president that is democratic more than Salva Kiir, I don't know where that president is, maybe. Because as I work within the inner circle of President Salva Kiir, I realize he is very democratic to the extent that he can even talk to the cleaners. If the cleaners has a point, President Kiir will listen to them. Not alone his colleagues within the political spectrum. The President Kiir listened to anybody. And this is the president that, ruled by consensus. Any time that President Kiir wanted to do something, he has always been calling the members of his government plus some members of parliament, members of parliament together and the political parties, which are South Sudanese political parties, who are not in power, he called them and asked them for consensus. This is if President Kiir is undemocratic, I would actually think that the word undemocratic is something that can be just used for against anyone and anyone.